Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Lama Beis, Simen Lama Gimbal, the Lachas of Tachanun. The Pasuk says that Yeshua was Noifel upon of the Ifnei Aron Bris Hashem in the presence of the Aron. So we take that as a lesson that in general Nefil Sapayim is connected to being in the presence of the Sefer Torah, the Aron Bris Hashem. So within the shul itself, a person would do Nefil Sapayim. A person is not in the shul. A person is living at home. There's no Sefer Torah there. So there's no union of Nefil Sapayim. What about a situation where there is he's in a shul, there is a Sefer Torah there, he's not in the same room, however, as the sanctuary where the Aron Kodesh and the Sefer Torah is found. If he's out in the lobby or in the courtyard, so he's not within the actual presence of the Aron Kodesh, the door of the shul is open, and you can see the Aron from that position. Habakilu Yesh Shom Sefer Torah has the same din as well, and therefore a person would do Nefil Sapayim, not just Seitachim, but would do Nefil Sapayim. Theoretically, you have a situation, based on what the Mishnah Berurah adds, that he has to be able to be visualized and see the Sefer Torah, or see the Aron Kodesh. You have two people out in the chutzah, one who has a direct line of view into the shul, one who does not. One would do Nefil Sapayim, another one would not. Okay. Eremim Tachanun Belayla, Belayla Besovel. A person does not say Tachanun Belayla. So one of the reasons why Chassidim do not say Tachanun by Mincha is they end up davening towards evening, after Shkia, because they rely on the Red Otam, and it's already getting dark out. So you do not say Tachanun when it's getting dark out. What about saying Tachanun ben Hashemosh as a person starts Mincha beforehand, and arrives at Tachanun very shortly, very briefly after Shkia? So the accepted minhag is to say Tachanun in that situation. If a person already is finishing the tefillah a while after Shkia, in that situation, Tachanun will not be said. You do not say Tachanun Beis Avol. The tefillah achar sheyelach beis and tzarich omer, when you go home, you do not have to say Tachanun. Tachanun hu dafka samach tefillah sirches. Tachanun has to be said in conjunction with saying Shmoneh Esrei, which he davened Shmoneh Esrei in the Beis Avol, and he went home afterwards. That's not considered in conjunction, so there's no need to say Tachanun in that situation. He says, Mikra, then a person can say, but the Hurachum tefillah later on, but the minhag is not to. So we do not say Tachanun in the Beis Avol, because the Beis Avol is considered a place where the din of Hashem's din has been placed. The person has lost a very close relative. There's an element of din involved. And Tefillah, excuse me, Tachanun is considered an act of His Gabrus Midas Adin, of it strengthening the Midas Adin. As it were, he's saying, I've sinned, I've done something wrong. I'm deserving, I accept the punishment which I have, I'm deserving of it. So he's, as it were, almost calling din upon himself. So in a place where the midas din is very, very intense, calling din upon oneself could be dangerous. So in the base of all where that's true, you do not say Tachanun. Alba Kashabu Mispalo Basic Nessus of Abai Sakhar and a Tibur Negrorim Akhar. If the Obel has no minion in his house, therefore he has to come to shul, and that's the law that he can do so. So that situation, he would not pat to the tzibur. It's not the base of Obel, it's not the mukum where the avelis is being spent, etc., which creates that element of midas hadin, where he's talking for the yomid of the tzibur, so that there's no, over there there's no iskabas hadin, and therefore the tzibur can say tachin, and even the avil himself would not do so. Okay. Fine. Very good. But Hashem, the next year we will continue. Hopefully, maybe finish this sermon. Have a good day.